Da Bears.
What is up? The boys are back.
All of them.
All the boys happy to announce. Joined with the bestest friends in the whole world. Dada Dale's here.
Howdy, folks.
Welcome back, Dada Dale. Producer Jake is here.
Howdy.
Sammy Stats is here.
What's good, everybody?
I am Marcos, and we are the Bare Minimum Podcast, guys. Today is Thursday, July 6th, episode 79 of the Bare Minimum Podcast. You guys know the socials. Wow. I am so excited. So excited that the boys are back. My boys, how the hell are we doing?
Pretty good. This is the first time being back in a while. Very excited.
In a while.
Guys. Welcome back, Father Dale.
Dude, yeah. Having babies is real. Yeah, dude. Super exciting, though. Babies
super
are awesome.
Yeah. So
that's
we,
the best thing in the world.
We're going to talk about the extended PTO leave you got. You know, company policy clearly states.
I was traveling for the pod. It's stuff that might come up later. It's live.
Oh, I can't wait to see that content.
Can't wait.
That's going to be good content.
Big content creators. Big creation.
No, it's great to be back.
Sam Stats, how are you?
I'm tired, man.
Yeah, it's the big
consensus.
I almost spat out my drink of water.
Yeah.
Hey. Sleeping in. What?
If that's my only complaint, though, life's pretty good. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In all seriousness,
things are
very
sweet.
True.
Things are sweet.
It's like
could use a nap. Things
tired, but like happily tired. Is that like an oxymoron? I mean,
I'm tired, but my family's healthy, so
yeah.
It's good enough.
Yeah, it's like I might be a little short with you, but but life is good.
Turn that fucking light off.
Do we need another nightlight?
No. How was 4th of July, boys?
It was good. I did not get to surf. That didn't happen.
That was my next on my list. I got it right here. So Charleston surf was not a thing.
It just never came to fruition.
Sammy
just
Stats question of the week.
Worked.
Foiled.
I got a good one. Stay tuned.
Okay.
It just never, just worked too many hours. Never came to fruition.
You drive past the surf shack, like
scope it out.
There it goes.
So I'm going to Charleston in like a month or so
to surf.
Do you need to know how to swim to surf?
It helps.
If you're good enough at surfing, you don't though.
That's right.
Okay.
If you don't fall off the board,
that's and people do that, right?
You're good.
People do that.
You also do get like strap yourself to the board, so like you always have.
It's like a floaty.
Yeah,
it's a big floaty.
It's a submersible.
It's is it a submersible? Is it a floaty? Those are two like very different things.
It does float.
It's both, okay, maybe.
So you don't really need to know how to swim.
You need to know how to get back to the board.
But if it's strapped to you, you're good.
You pull it,
right? I mean,
twist it,
and it's easy.
We'll figure it out.
It's either easy for them to find you floating when. No.
No, I can't swim. This is out. Anyway.
Oh, we can get you know when they're doing like the dunes.
It would
dune
be
buggies,
really.
We'll get one of those huge like 15-foot. Flag poles and just like
stick
strap
it
to the back of his life jacket.
That would be, I was gonna say, or just have like water wings on Dale. That'd be really funny.
Is that
like
a buoy?
Really big water
with flashers.
It's a buoy.
We turned our friend into a buoy. That didn't take long. All right, here we
you
go.
You look in binoculars, there's just a glare.
You're just bobbing left and left and right. They have a little bell on your head.
Ding. So I'm, I hate that I've become this person, but I need to,
Are you going to hate on fireworks?
Yeah, dude. I don't know what happened to me.
These fucking yahoos.
Dude, I don't know what happened to me.
You just gave up on freedom.
I know that like having a kid like makes you see things differently or whatever, but like, come
that's
on, this
is.
Shit is drastic. Like, I don't know what happened to me, but I'm like, I'm just the biggest like firework curmudgeon in the world.
Bro, the second that Enzo, a son, graduates.
Enzo.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Good.
I wasn't sure.
We're good. Right.
I haven't been around a lot. The second he graduates from the glowworms to like M80s, you're gonna be like, let's go.
Oh no!
And
dude.
Then you're all in.
It's gonna
you're gonna
come
be
back
all
around.
In, and you're
it's
gonna be
come
like,
back around.
You're gonna be like, boy, look at what Dad brought home from Indiana.
Yeah, see, I don't know if I ever could.
Dude, I know you're going to
be the guy to go like drive to Indiana. Like, first of all, Indiana, and then I'm gonna go
me?
Get, fire me.
I mean, you do have. Like,
he gets stopped at the border. What you doing here, son?
You have a close friend passport. That goes there almost
what?
Every
Indiana.
Month. So,
yeah, I just became this big like fireworks curmudgeon, and I'm like I'm
with you. I have been for years because like my dog does not fuck with it, and now I have a child, so now you're fucking with my dog and my child.
Well, and it's just,
dude, like,
and if I feel like if it was the regular ones, shoot off some Roman candles, some bottle rockets. My neighbor
shoot Roman candles
dude,
at each other. It's
dude,
a lot of fun.
Guys, yeah. That video of us is just all time.
Marcos.
That has to get up on Reddit sometime.
Yeah. Love it. Guys, my neighborhood sounded like Fallujah, bro. It's not.
Did you workshop that in your head? Did you go through a few different places?
I was going to say.
Just Google top five.
Baghdad.
Top five explosive states.
Fallujah.
Dude, it was crazy. And what sucked about Gary, it this Indiana. Year was that Hammond. Thank you very
Excuse
much.
Me.
Yeah, get your shit together.
But like, dude, it was 5 days of it. It was Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and the fourth was on Tuesday.
So I'm with you there.
And like, that's when they chilled out?
They were out of ammo.
There are appropriate times to shoot off fireworks. Like on the 4th of July, you pretty much have free reign until about like 11, 11:30, then start reeling it in because it's still fucking Tuesday. But Tuesday, otherwise dude. On the weekend, like, fuck, dude. How late are you going to be shooting these? These Yahoos were out until like 2 in the morning. They were on the other side of the train tracks.
Man's got one kid.
I know.
So, was it? What was the natural progression of things? Like, what did you start getting mad at first? People speeding past your house or fireworks?
There's only been like 2 or 3 times where someone drove by and I'm yelling. Like, dude. No, this one
so
time.
So what's the third thing? I want to know what the third thing on the list is going to be. So if we're yelling
at
people,
I stop raking.
Too
I just
fast.
Have the rake and I stare at you.
Oh know? Yeah, I do it too.
It'll just be
yard.
The neighbors playing music.
I don't know when it happened. But
so that's what it's going to end up being. I have the house next door is under contract. There's a new family. I haven't seen them yet, and I don't give a fuck. Who
I mean,
moves
it's
next door.
Dale. It's under contract. That's correct. You have
well, they had to have walked like toward the house at some point. I haven't seen anyone walk through the home yet. That's what I mean. So I have like I've got nothing. like yeah, they don't tell the neighbors who it's gonna be, Dale.
Yeah, they don't have like a screening. Party.
Did they want you to be part of the vetting process?
Yeah, yeah.
You're gonna show you home
nice.
Where was my resume? I didn't get to see one.
I didn't get the team's invite.
Oh
but
God.
Anyway, yeah, that's gonna be my next
you
one.
Know
is
what their
like
favorite foods are.
They could be the best.
I thought
people
there was gonna
the
be
world,
a Shark Tank episode.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That's a no for me, dog.
Sell me.
I have four kids.
Sorry.
Damn. Man, I can't wait to see what the next progression is in our adult, like, irrational madness.
I don't know. I hope it doesn't get much worse than this. Like, it's just fire. Like, I don't want to ever be, like, the loud music guy or the...
It's going to be the other parents at sporting events. That's what it's going to be for
you're
sure.
You're the parking in the street guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that doesn't bother
yeah,
me.
Yeah, but that's
that
a, great,
is a different story.
That dude has a truck. It's in front of my house for
just
no reason.
It's not just a truck.
It's got a plow.
It's
several.
A fleet of trucks.
It's July.
It's justified.
It's literally the court
this,
public
this
works.
This guy
parks in front of his house.
Leaves the plow. Drops it.
In the
unhooks
street.
It from the truck
in front of his house
and then drives away in the street.
It's an asshole.
You should put locks on it.
You should shoot fireworks.
I am
house.
Going to boot it at some point. I am going to
absolutely.
Make it just awful for him to try and put it back on the truck, and I'm going to wave at his ring doorbell like when I do it. Don't care.
Fucking park. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, sorry. Where were we?
4th of July?
Guys,
fireworks?
I just,
hot dog eating contest?
Yeah, that's okay. That's next hot dog eating contest. Did you guys enjoy?
My friend Joey.
I was hoping for a 76 guy. Or 77, but what we end up with, like a 64?
63 or 64, yeah.
It's all right. Not bad showing from the GOAT.
They almost didn't do it.
Yeah, I mean, almost was canceled.
It was almost canceled until badass. American hero Joey Chestnut said, I'm going to get these sons of bitches, line them up, and I'm going to beat every one of their asses.
We are eating hot dogs.
Yeah.
He said... Let's go. Just marching through.
Did
the
you guys
rain.
Gamble on it?
No.
There's no point.
Well,
what are his odds? Like minus.
It was like minus
4,000.
Oh, for him to win.
For him to win it. Yeah. That's where you got it.
But
hit,
you can
like,
gamble on like the number.
Oh, sure.
And like time and yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's one of those things where it's just like I don't know. I'm not gambling on this.
So I
feel real. I'm already gambling like Korean baseball at times.
Jesus Christ.
I'm gambling Nippon.
Chinese
I don't
basketball
to,
in the middle
I
of the
need
night.
To do this too.
Yeah.
I saw a guy that they were doing a story about the competition, and it was the really, I guess there was like a 6'9 guy. I didn't get to watch it. First fourth with child, and there was no chance I got to do any of that fun stuff. But apparently there's like a really tall guy that competed. They had asked him during his qualifier, how many hot dogs like were you really going for? He's like, you know, I was really shooting for like 40. and he won his qualifier by a long distance. I was really shooting for 40. That's a whole 33+% less than the guy that won. Like, Joey Chestnut might be the most dominant athlete of all time. That was 15 championships.
That was okay. My take.
Athlete, guys. Like, athlete.
Yeah. Have you seen his training regimen?
Is this a real sponsor?
I know. But, like,
competition. Come on. If it is a competition.
Okay. If we're calling Joey Chestnut an athlete, then, like, bags players, like, cornhole players are athletes.
That's hand-eye. Oh, Phil Weber. Yeah.
Pickleball.
Who do you think you are? I am. Yeah. Like that bowling. Guy. He's up there.
Darts. That bowling is different.
Darts. Come on, man.
Darts.
The real sponsor, baby.
If it's on the network, it's
the Ocho.
Those British people are so good at darts. They take that shit serious.
The crowds are electric.
Like, they have big events.
Tough. I could go competitor.
Yeah, I think that's more fair. Because, like, calling him an athlete, although he, like, works out, like, that's...
It is an athletic endeavor.
No, dude. No.
If you ate that many sausages...
I think it's a feat of strength.
Think of how much you'd be sweating. Like, your core would be on fire. Like, the amount it would take.
Your body's going through punishment, I think.
Are adult
film
stars athletes?
Are they competing?
Which ones?
Men or women. Don't matter.
Are they competing, bro?
That's what I mean.
Is,
like,
there a prize?
Is it a
solo surprise?
I mean,
there's like the AVNs or whatever.
Like, catch the most nut? Like, what is it?
I would ask, like,
who
are they competing
at the AVN?
With?
It
probably is.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, they're going for an award.
Most voluminous.
I know there's at least one listener out there that can.
most viscous.
Oh.
You know who
you
we
know
should.
How, like, one word takes it too far when you described it as viscous?
You know who we should have on to ask these questions to?
Who?
You know who would know all these answers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll want us to say his name. Yeah.
Oh, we won't say it. We'll come up with, like, an alias.
This is one that should be off air.
Okay.
We'll workshop that.
Did you guys golf at all over holiday break?
Yes, I golfed the morning of.
So I golfed a couple times, too. I want to tell you guys about this really weird incident that I had, and I want to know if I'm an asshole. And I'll try to keep this quick because I know we got a lot to get into. So playing Cedar Dell. You guys know Cedar Dell.
Heard of it.
For those of you that have never played this course, real simple, like, low-key course, nothing crazy. Yeah, nine hole, that's it. So I'm teeing off on 8. It's a par 4, long distance, kind of dog leg left, uphill. So I hit a pretty good drive. I'm at the bottom of this hill, and I've got about 150, 160. I've got a good distance to get to the green. Pull out an iron, figure it's my distance, good to go. I peek up at the top of the hill to look at the green. There's nobody by it. I'm good. I hit the ball. Dude, crush this ball. Way past the green. Into the fairway next to it. Pulling up, right? And I don't see this ball land or anything. And I don't see anybody there. So I don't give a four call. So I'm driving up. And there's just the three most, like, curmudgeon-y, just crotchety good boys you could ever imagine.
Of course.
And I'm just like, hey, I'm, like, trying to play. And you guys know me. I'm like, hey, guys, my bad. Like, if I would have known you guys were here, I'm so sorry, this and that. They're like, yeah, do you know how – one guy goes, yeah, do you know how things work here? And I'm like, okay, buddy. Like, chill out here. Like, I was trying to be nice. And, like, I'm like, look, I didn't know you guys were here. Like, that's on me. My bad. Like, he's like, yeah, that's something you really need to think about. Like, okay. So I, at that point, was kind of irritated. And I said, well, next time I'll just make sure that I hit you. Kind of joking, kind of not. Sent him over the edge. Who the hell do you think? I'm like, yeah, let me. And I'm golfing with my neighbor and his two kids. And so I'm, like, trying to, like, just take it easy here. But, like, am I an asshole? I don't think I'm an asshole here.
I think it's funny.
Yeah. It was an accident. Anybody who comes up and, like, addresses the situation, I'm good with. It's the dudes that have, like, peppered you all day, and you've done nothing to warrant that just, like, act like they're not doing it, not calling for. I'm gonna get pissed.
And at this point,
I'm,
like,
gonna get pissed.
These guys, like, I'm finishing up on 8. Like, these guys are on 2. Their round has just started. So it's like, you guys want to fight?
Oh, okay.
You know where,
okay,
I'm at.
I,
yeah,
know what happened.
And so, like,
yeah, I see how that would be.
Oh, totally.
A very difficult scenario.
Dude, because literally the pin is, like, 25 feet higher than where you teed off from.
Yeah, and you definitely can't see the fairway.
Can't see anything.
That you hit into.
I never would have thought I was going to hit it over there.
Going back up, right,
the hill.
Just, yeah. Just next time, I'll make sure that I hit you. What? Fuck
so,
that guy.
I played. Also, playing golf on the 4th of July is like going to church on Easter. It's just like everybody in the fucking world is going to be there.
No point.
It's a zoo, man.
But I did. So I played early. I was first one on. And so I was playing 18 at Bliss. And you know how, like, you can basically miss far right and just be totally fine and just continue up the fairway. So I hit one into the tree and I was like, whatever, I'll hit another one. And I just sprayed that one completely, way gone, way right. And so I went down, I found my ball, my original ball, and there was a couple dudes coming up the fairway. And so we identify whose ball's who, whatever. And so there was one ball in the middle of the fairway that they drove past, right? And so I hit my ball up the fairway, and as I was walking, I was like, oh, that must be my ball. And there was like some red dots on it, which my ball had some red dots on it. Picked it up, kept walking. And this dude, and I'm up at the next tee box, and this dude's yelling at me like, dude, did you pick up a ball? And I was like, yeah. And I look, I was like, oh, yeah, not my ball. So,
but you got to deny at that point.
Oh, no. So I was like, oh, yeah, totally. Like, yeah, I picked one up. And he's like, are you serious, man? And he's on the first tee. Okay. And if you guys recall the first tee, he was short of like 200 yards. So he only hit his tee shot.
Oh, so he's like in the middle of your fairway.
No, he's in the middle of, I'm in the middle of his fairway.
Oh,
but
you're walking one.
But he only hit the ball like 130 yards. And he's all upset that I picked up his ball. And
how old's this guy?
40s. And he's all upset that I picked up his ball and that he doesn't know where his spot was and that I've basically set him up for failure. I'm like, buddy, you hit the ball 140 yards off the first tee.
You set you up for
you
failure.
You set yourself up. For
when like, you tee up with a wedge, it's not a great.
Did you walk him back to the spot?
Dude, I gave him. I was like, yeah, I think you hit it here, but I'm going to give you a couple yards. And I threw it like I threw it 10 yards in front of me.
That's petty and funny.
He said, yeah, that's totally where it was. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, you really like, got into that one.
Turn around. Uncle Rico just fucking chucked it all the way, run it up the little neck onto the green on one. Just give him a run.
Been like, that's where I found it.
Are you happy, you prick?
He was also hitting a Pro V1. I'm just like, oh, God.
Oh, this guy. Dude, okay, so we're just vibing here, right? So I played in a scramble over the weekend also and was paired up with a guy who had the nicest, like, brand new set of Callaway everything I've ever seen. Playing Pro V1s, the whole nine, dude, brand new everything. We're like, holy shit. Like, this guy, like, he might not be good, but he's got some, like, some
he's
some
got
good
some
shit.
Nice
yeah,
sticks.
Yeah, so he's got some nice shit. So, can't hit for nothing. Tees up, if he's teeing off with an iron, still on a tee, teed up like it's a driver. We're like, all right, we're going to be in for a long day. And we noticed that, like, his clubs are making, me and our buddy Jesse, so he was my partner there too. And we noticed that the ball is making this weird sound every time that he hits it. And we're like, the club, and we're like, what the hell is this?
Plastic wrap.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Dude, we're on like hole five or hole six when he realizes every club in that bag still has plastic on
it. That's awesome.
Wrapped everything. We're like, oh, like, no wonder there's barcodes on the back of every one of your clubs here. It's like, oh, yeah, that's what the issue was. Proceeds to just balls spray in the water. Pro V1s. Every time he shot a ball in the water, it's like, dude, that's like,
$5.
It's like $5 in the water every
man,
fucking time.
That's awesome.
I wish I could
have
played with you.
Dude, it was so fun. So fun. Guys, anything else you want to get into now?
We can talk about sports.
Then let's talk about sports. But before we talk about some voicemails. Are we doing a hands up moment here?
A little mea culpa?
I think it's on you.
I think it's on not me.
I don't think I run that Gmail account, though. I don't use Gmail.
Is it?
I have Yahoo.
But don't you have it on your phone?
No, because I don't have the Gmail app anymore.
But yeah, I mean, you can add any mailbox.
What you could do is just deny ever knowing it or having access to it and just pretend like you had no idea. Never mind the fact that we're talking about it right now, but
just golfing this out.
Deny.
Yeah, see, I don't have anything.
Oh. All right, well,
I don't have anything.
Crushing it.
Really, though. So, Jose says that we miss voicemails. I don't see voicemails. I'm not sure.
Super.
Oh, wait. So,
awesome,
we still haven't.
Jose,
we still have not checked.
We still have not checked.
Okay, I'll check.
Can you check?
This is awesome.
It'd be better if there were none and he was just trolling.
That'd be good. That'd be good. He's laughing really hard right now. I know Sam does have a voicemail for us, though. So, Sam will lead off voicemails this week. Guys, if you're looking to leave a voicemail, and we promise we will check them. Sorry, Jose.
That's if they're here.
If they're here, yeah. If not, dude, fuck you for calling us liars, four of us. If you guys want to leave a voicemail, you can just email thebareminimum@gmail.com. Send us an audio file. You can send it to the Facebook page.
There's voicemails.
A lot of them from, like, multiple people?
No, just Jose.
intern. Okay. Sam, start yours, and we'll figure out what to do with Jose's.
Yeah, if you don't figure out what to do with them, I think that's fine, too.
Yeet.
Yeah, hey there, long time listener, first time caller. How you
doing? How you doing?
Cousin Jimmy calling back in. I know it's been a while. Just been laying low on the run from the Federales. I took a nice soupy dump in one of Aaron Rodgers' pool, and then I've had the Wisconsin PD hot on my tail ever since. But we're laying low, and I think we're going to win this one out because they're just too busy eating fucking cheese and trying to become Aaron fucking Rodgers, a little ball boy. Just wanted to check with the boys, see how everybody was doing. And question for everybody. Are we living in the most disappointing time for all of Chicago sports? Everybody stinks. The Sox stink. The Bears stink. The Cubs stink. The Blackhawks stink. The Bulls stink. So, if this isn't the most disappointing time, what's your boys' thought? See ya.
Some dark days.
I don't know if it's the most disappointing because there's like some light on the horizon in some areas. What do you mean, no?
I think this is hands down the darkest time. Like, where, dude.
I think we need to do some research on this claim.
We've got some promise here, but like, things are not as bad as they've been since, like, when did Derek get hurt? Derek got hurt like
2008.
No, after
no, that,
that
was 2011, 2012.
Correct.
At that time, that's the end of what's going on in Bears world at that time. 2012, that's kind of the end of Jay. Is that Mark Trestman still? Or is that's towards the end of that. So that's bad Bears. The Bulls were good.
It might have been John Fox.
There was a time.
It might have been John Fox.
John Fox, you're right.
There had to be like a 3 or 4 year span in the 70s or 80s that was just depressing.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm talking about like in our 3 decades of life here.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
For us, like.
Well, no, because I got it. Because like
Derek was hurt, dude. The Hawks weren't good yet. They hadn't even
won
their first title.
You're like late 90s, early 2000 Blackhawks were
not even on TV.
Dark, not even on TV. The Cubs were bad. The Sox were bad. The Bears were still bad.
Jordan was in Washington.
Oh, that was before 05. The Bulls were bad.
2003, like we
I think early 2000s.
We didn't have a spark until 2003. The 2003 Cubs were like the first ones that kind of broke the mold a little bit.
And the Blackhawks have Bedard, like that counts for something.
Oh, there's light at the end of the tunnel now.
And we have Justin.
It's just this 2-3 year stretch of hey, hope you guys can make it through.
The guys, like literally two of our favorite sports teams had like the number one overall picks in their respective leagues. Because they were the worst teams or got really lucky both cases.
Well, I was going to say in both cases.
Tough. Got lucky in both cases, but still, like, that's a really good question. That's a good one.
I don't think this is the worst time. I would say, like, early 2000s.
Yeah, I think you're right. I could be swayed.
Yeah, there were some, like, I'm getting flashbacks to, like, Marty Booker, like, like trying to catch footballs.
Oh, hey, leave old man Marty alone.
I like Marty. The team sucked.
Yeah, neckbeard. That's what happens when you got a guy with a neckbeard.
Sorry, man.
All right, do you guys want to listen to this run of Jose voicemails?
Yeah, let's do it.
We're going to listen to all of them?
This is
why not?
Stream of consciousness.
What's up, fellas? Hope all is well.
This is from January 4th.
I just want to call in and say thank you for finishing up that bet and honoring your bet. It's been a hell of a year. Couldn't have happened to a better podcast.
Oh, this was the Packers bet.
And, I wanted to get you guys' like insight or you guys' opinion on two things.
You have to be 30-second rundown.
First, what's your guys' opinion of the Chase Claypool trade, knowing what you know now after, what, 6-7 weeks from the trade?
Woof.
Awful trade. Moving on.
Disappointing, I would imagine, for Bears fans, but are you guys still optimistic about it moving forward? Do you think, now knowing that you guys are likely to have, what, the second pick in the second round,
you thought
like
this is awesome.
You thought.
And a second, what is your guys' grade for Matt Eberflus in his first year as head coach for the Bears?
He lost every game.
Granted, there's not a lot of talent around it on that team, so it's really hard to measure him, I guess. But overall, what's your guys' opinion of how he's managed the team, maybe how he's managed the media, and moving forward, what's your confidence level in that? You guys take care.
Quickly.
We could just bounce these one by one. Just we're going to delegate this. Jake, this
Me?
Is on you.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm going to say Kat's not out of the bag yet on the trade. I think
it's tough.
Is that the right expression to use there?
This Look at him. Look at him.
This is my take.
I'm with you.
Eberflus did great. Lost the games he should have. We got first overall pick. We like that. What else did he have?
And he just asked about Claypool and Eberflus.
That was it?
It.
Answered.
Rap.
Daily double.
Why did this go 6 months without him telling us that we hadn't been listening to his voicemails, though?
I don't know, but I do think I don't know how much effort it's going to take, but I think there's a super cut in here where he just compliments the Chicago Bears.
Oh, yeah. That'll be fun.
What's up, fellas? Hope all is February 15th. Well, you guys are doing okay. Special shout out to the dads on the podcast who have probably been busy over the last couple weeks. Just wanted to call in and get your guys' opinion on two separate questions. The first one is, how many more Super Bowls does Patrick Mahomes have to win for him to be considered your GOAT? And the second one, in honor of Valentine's Day, if you were given a hall pass, which celebrity would you pick to wine and dine for one night? Me, personally, I'd probably go with Selena Gomez. Look forward to your guys' answers. Peace.
I'm not touching this one.
I'll touch this one.
Coward.
What's the first one? The first one was...
How many Super Bowls between Patrick Mahomes is your GOAT?
I think, like, Tom Brady's my GOAT, and so this is really... I know Jose doesn't believe in him as much, but I don't know. I think, like, once Pat gets five or six rings and he just dominates like he has, it's going to be up for debate. I don't think we're anywhere near debate right now. I don't think it's as close
be a
as...
And, well, yeah. And I also think that they basically, like, are close enough in generations, like... That it's not like a Jordan LeBron debate where there's like a total generational gap, you know, between they never played together or at the same time, you know, these two did.
Yep.
So
there
I think
Kobe in between.
I think it's all about championships at that point.
If I could wine and dine any celebrity, it's probably Shailene Woodley still.
Nice.
And
good
I
for you.
I think I would just like.
Just to talk shit about Aaron Rodgers.
And I'm just going to have a good talk with her. Like, hey, look, this was cute and everything, but I need you to act
up.
I need you to act right.
We all go through something sometimes.
I need you to act right.
She had a midlife crisis.
Y'all had phases. next one. I love how these are becoming like Eminem. Like, this is Stan. This is a... Dear
hey,
Mister,
Stan.
I'm too good.
April 4th.
What's up, fellas? Hope all is well. It's been a long time calling in. Just wanted to see how you guys are doing and then get your guys' opinion on something that... that I think about quite often. Do you guys believe that jinxes affect the outcome of any given event? Like, for example, let's say I'm in a fantasy basketball league and I'm projected to win and I start chatting shit.
Fuck.
And then as soon as I start chatting shit,
fuck,
my opponent's team just goes on an absolute run and I end up losing the fantasy championship. Am I responsible for jinxing that? Or was that inevitable?
Fuck you.
Looking forward to your guys' input. Specifically, Marco says. Peace.
All right, double up.
So,
Dude, it's so unfortunate. I was like, I didn't realize that they were still playing. Like, the app wasn't updating. It was like an out-of-market game or something like that. So, it was like a minute left. And I'm like, oh, dude, I've got this in the bag. I'm up like 10 points. I'm good. Nope. I don't know if it was overtime or just like a big run or something like that. But, yeah, I lost that championship by like... 3 points to like, I love this guy, the worst fucking guy to lose a championship to.
Yeah, that's
be
tough.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
He's
man.
A Packers fan. Like,
no, I didn't lose it to Jose.
Oh damn.
I lost it to Jose. No, I didn't lose it to Jose.
Oh.
I lost it to Alex, Varv.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Just the worst.
So
like, I love him.
He'll let you hear it too.
Just that's what it was, dude. Yeah. The gifts still keep coming. So,
oh, nice.
To answer the question about jinxes, I mean,
it was inevitable.
Yeah.
I don't think
I deserved
it. Was
inevitable. I mean, that was going to be the score regardless of jinx or not. I think jinx is just like a thing you can, like the Cody Parkey thing. You know, it's like it wasn't.
No, he was going to miss that kick.
Yeah,
the whole
see?
Time.
He was weak.
They're weird.
Although Sam still blames himself for the 2014 Blackhawks elimination in the Western Conference Final.
Yeah, that one was on me. That one was on me.
You've grown since then.
Dude, you were so serious when you said that.
I shouldn't have said shit.
Jake, what's next?
Last one?
May 31st.
One time, Cousin Jimmy said the Oakland A's may never lose again. They lost immediately.
What's up, fellas? Got a question for you guys today. So, obviously, the Bulls missed out on Victor Wembanyama, and we lost our first-round pick to the Magic. And obviously, the Bears had the number one overall pick as well, too. Would you have traded, in this hypothetical scenario, the Bears' number one pick and no. everything that came along with it, so this entire scenario where you guys get DJ Moore, Darnell Wright, and other future assets. So let's say you guys finish with like the sixth overall pick this past season, right? Would you rather have that, or would you rather have the Bulls winning the lotto and then getting Wembanyama? I know you guys care about the Bears much more than the Bulls, but I'm curious to see how you guys like would, I guess, compare the two. And if you would rather have a what should be a premier superstar in Wembanyama, or the current Bears situation where the arrow appears to be pointing up. All right, peace. Thank you.
Who wants this one? And let me tell you, you're wrong.
Wait, Dale.
I think that his point about us caring more about the Bears is valid, and that pick for the Bears allowed them to drastically improve their franchise. That being said, Wemby's supposed to be one of the next great ones.
But who's the next one going to be? So, like, isn't it easier? And we can. I'd like to hear what you guys think. But isn't it easier to fix a basketball team than to fix a football team?
Yeah, if you draft Wemby.
Yeah, but there'll be another Wemby.
Yeah, but like you would think also that like if the right people are driving the if the right people are driving the bus and given the resources and ammunition that they need, like even without that first pick, like even if the Bears would have picked sixth or seventh or something like that, like
I don't know, that's very different though.
We need also to get to this point though.
Like, what they got from that trade too matters.
Correct. Yeah, yeah, but
about
like
future success. Sustained success.
Would you rather have Wemby or DJ Moore and Darnell Wright and all those other things that came along with it?
That help facilitate sustained success.
I'd rather have Wemby.
I'm not telling you you're wrong.
I think it just fixes your
question.
I think it fixes your, because he's so good. If there was no like number one or whatever, or if the roles were reversed, that's the one though. If there was a Wemby type player 101, you know, the next like
who's the last Wemby type player
that wasn't a quarterback. So, like, you have, like, a Lawrence Taylor. You have, like, I can't even say, like, Aaron Donald. You have one of these, like,
you're. Because he was in the first round, I think.
Surefire Hall of Famer. Like, Charles Woodson. You know, like, somebody like that where you're just like, dude, you knew he was going to be great from the beginning. Like, because
yeah,
I love
but
the,
a Hall of Famer in basketball goes a lot further than a Hall of Famer in football.
I agree. I'm still with Wemby. I think Wemby was the decision there.
I just care about the Bears more.
Yeah,
that's what it comes down to.
It
comes down to my heart.
Yeah, logic, I guess.
Good question, though.
That's another.
That
good
is a very good question.
Logic
June 15th. This one was subjected. Another voicemail lost in Bolivian.
Oh.
Bolivian?
Up,
not
fellas?
Oblivion?
He said Bolivian.
Intern. Just wanted to call and try to leave another voicemail.
He sounds so
guys
sad.
Guys' opinion on a question I have.
Just talking to no one.
If you had to nuke a major sports city.
Oh, my God.
That has at least two professional teams. That way you guys don't pick Green Bay. and legitimately nuke. So, like, you kill every single person within the city limits. Not the greater metro area, just the city limits.
Oh, super easy. We both know.
What city would you vanquish?
I already know.
Earth?
I know which
I know
one
what you two are going to say.
Oh,
yeah.
Given a nuke, personally,
half the city looks
nuke. I would probably blow the fuck out of Miami. Hate that town. Okay. Ain't that the worst sports fans? And if it isn't a hurricane, why not a nuke, you know? So I just want to get your guys' opinion, see which towns you guys pick, which ones
Jesus
you guys hate.
Christ.
And yeah, hope you guys are doing well. Take care.
Okay, we've talked about
so
this before.
So on the count of three, one, two, three.
Detroit.
And there wouldn't even be a question.
It's not
like
close.
You could bring out, like, I imagine they wheel out a cart and there's, like, a bunch of, like, deal or no deal style buttons. And you just, like, slap the one that you're going to nuke, and like you just go right to Detroit. You leave LA, you leave New York. I mean, they suck anyways.
I mean, Cleveland?
No. I've been to downtown Cleveland. I much prefer walking around downtown Cleveland to downtown Detroit.
There's no walking around.
It just sounds so forgettable.
Downtown Detroit, well, first off, downtown Detroit, there's the convention center and then a Hard Rock, and that's about it.
So I understand the angle you guys are taking on the question.
Also shit people.
But you also have to think about your hatred for disdain for those sports franchises. Oh. Where it's like the Lions... I don't really mind the Lions. I'm okay with them just because we beat up on them. Like,
that's
they're going to be good this year.
We are nuking
They've
them.
They've been beating the shit out of us.
You're nuking them because of
We're the... nuking them because we hate the city.
Yeah, that's fine.
If the Rams... Which is okay, fine too. I get what you're saying. If the Rams
LA,
were still in St. Louis, I'd nuke St. Louis.
That's not bad.
If the Rams were still in St. Louis.
You'd get the Blues, the Cardinals. Yeah.
Dude, think about it. I wouldn't even need a big nuke. Just like the littlest nuke.
Well, the Blues are there.
Baby nuke.
Well, oh,
that's
the Blues are there,
too. We don't
like
them either. Yeah, that's
well,
not
in Detroit, you get the Red Wings. We don't like them
very
much.
Yeah, we don't like them very much.
And one fell sweep.
And the Pacers.
That one's
kind of
died,
Pistons,
though.
Rather,
they're not even in the same like conference.
Is it?
Yeah, they got moved to the East, and we
stayed
out with.
For me, it's St. Louis.
Nice.
That's an easy one. If it's not Detroit.
At least we're not Detroit.
We're not Detroit.
Oh, man.
Jake, is there any other ones?
Yeah, there's one more. This one.
That's got to be recent.
This one was titled, also real quick, did you guys, you ever see the movie The Box?
Yes.
Where
a
guy like comes up to your door and he presents you a box and there's a button in it. And if you choose to hit it, you get $1 million, but someone dies.
Yep.
And it just turns out that the next person to hit the button,
kills the most recent.
There was like an SNL skit where this guy like shows up with a box and he's like, if you hit this button, and the guy just goes, boom. All right. This voicemail was titled.
I don't need info. Just let me hit the button.
This one's titled Special Olympics Ethical Moral Conundrum.
Oh, jeez.
What's up, fellas? It's the unpaid intern.
He's not driving on this one.
Hope he's okay.
The podcast.
That was nice of him.
Just wanted to reach out to you guys because I just saw something fairly interesting on ESPN. So SportsCenter had a little showcasing of the Special Olympics in Germany.
A little.
And I believe it was
huge
the
broadcast
they were showcasing, which would involve three gentlemen racing. And
there was gambling.
So the race goes off. Two of them are a lot quicker than the third gentleman. However, they really deviated from their lanes. Like, it just did not matter to them. I don't think they understood it. Either way, they did not stay within their lanes. However, they were so much faster than the gentleman who finished third, but stayed within his lane. Therefore, he was awarded the gold medal. My question to you is, and I mean this sincerely, considering the nature of the Special Olympics, should they allow some of the participants to perhaps deviate and, race outside of their lanes? Because, again, I say this respectfully, it looked as if two of the contestants had no chance whatsoever staying within their lanes. Or perhaps they should widen them to accommodate those that are naturally participating in the Special Olympics. It just seemed a bit unfair to have, these athletes go all the way, gold medal match, and then, struggle in that scenario. A little bit of a hot potato to the fellas. How do you think the Special Olympics should handle it? Do you think they're handling it well? And more importantly, a lot of sports books, let me clarify, offshore sports books are allowing gambling on the Special Olympics.
I'm
not one to partake because I have no idea. However, given enough time to do some research, I think I can convince myself to play some wagers. Do the fellas think that is appropriate? Do the fellas think that is a line crossed? I just want your input on that as well, too. So hope all is well. Wish you guys the best. And can't wait to hear you guys' response. Peace.
Walls.
So first of all.
He wants bumpers for bowling.
Is he talking in code? It was Brian Windhorst. But why would he do that? was he talking about Special Olympics, not talking about Special Olympics? Like, is he talking about other...
What do you mean?
Like, is this like a...
I'm so lost.
Yeah. Did he use the Special Nuggets Olympics
Nuggets heat or something?
A,
like,
yeah.
Is this like...
Is it a metaphor?
Oh.
Is it a...
No, I think he watched the Special Olympics.
Is it an analogy? What is it? I don't know. The
okay. Term. I'm just throwing it out there. You know this unpaid intern of ours. He's
an allegory.
Onions. Right? Layers.
Is it a parable?
Onions have
parables.
Layers.
Oh,
yeah. To answer his question,
1-800 gambler.
I do see his point of like, all right, this is a race. These guys are obviously faster. Like, that does matter.
There's rules,
I think they should be allowed to delineate from the given course as long as they get back. And okay, like if you're off the track, you know what
it's
I
like
mean?
A,
things have gone awry.
It's like
if you're on a different surface.
It's like on a kick return. You can't run down the sidelines, but you can get out and then jump right back in.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You can reestablish
yeah.
yourself. That's what I'm saying. If they
well
were
done.
To reestablish
well
themselves,
done,
okay. thank
thank
you. That's
right.
great. Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, if they reestablish themselves, yes, they should be allowed to. Now, as for gambling,
but they can't be the first one to touch the ball.
Yeah, that is. A
it's
rule
a race.
Too.
There's no ball. Right. Again, if there's a ball, things have gone awry. As far as gambling, that I would have to question how that. Oh,
this is tough. Man. The whole thing is tough.
Well, like, so well, the hard
the episode,
part is how do you handicap
so
it?
Is it bad that I'm like?
Nope. Get out.
Is it bad
get
that
out.
I'm like? Well, what if it's the number? What if you know? What if it's an appealing number? What if
are
it's?
You, are you proud of yourself for
no,
that?
No. Sorry. I couldn't let that go.
It's the verb.
So, but my I don't know. The thing though is they. They made it to the gold medal match without getting disqualified.
That was his real question. Like, how did we get this far? And
Was he waiting for one of us to say that?
I think so. I think this is on intern Jose for putting us in this position.
Tough spot.
Yeah, tough spot.
It's a real tough
he
spot.
Is a Jake,
just
you're
eating popcorn.
Tough spot. I hate to see it.
Jose is a habitual line crosser.
Steppa. Habitual line.
That's our guy. Guys, anything else? We're gonna move on from this one.
Yeah, that's tough.
No more voicemails. We're caught up.
Yeah, that was all of them.
Man,
how's the popcorn?
Man, he's just eating popcorn.
Just enjoying it.
What are you
wait,
watching?
Wait!
I was verifying there was no more voicemails.
I wonder if cameraman Sean.
Oh, choose your next words wisely.
Yeah, we're gonna dive into this a little bit.
Do we have a horse in the race?
We're going to see.
Well, it can't be a race. Because if there was two fast guys, Sean's...
They got disqualified, though.
Right. And he just has to get end-to-end.
Yeah. He can't see the lines. What if he just starts to list lazily to the left?
Because he's just a hammer thrower. We just got our little hammer thrower in there.
We'll have him on.
Oh, God, yeah, that's the Sammy Stats question of the week if I've ever heard one.
Oh, that's not good.
Guys, let's move on. Let's get into some sports minutes. Go around the city of Chicago, touch base with a couple of our favorite Chicago sports teams. Going to be fun to do this, all four of us, guys. Let's get into the Chicago Bears. I will lead every single one of these with the same phrase when we're not actually, like, have cleats on the field. No news is good news.
Yep.
No news is good news.
I may have a couple
and
of notes for us.
That's where I'm excited about it. Guys, we're 63 days away from the first game. Like
yeah.
In about 3-4 weeks, like players
July
report
25th,
to camp.
July 25th.
Oh, my God. 3 weeks. Players report to camp in less than 3 weeks.
Yep. July Sick. 25th. And then we have Titans Bears on 8/12. We've got actual preseason football.
In like a month.
And then we have joint practices with the Colts on 8/16 and 8/17 leading up to a game on 8/19.
That's family night, right?
Yep. And then we round out.
We should go.
There's family day at Soldier Field, which I believe is, it's right around the between the Titans Bears game and it's between the 25th and the Titans Bears game. So
we should
it's
go. It's family
somewhere.
Night. I'll take my son Jake.
They do it at Soldier Field instead of
I'll take my dog
Alice
Jake.
Hall.
I'll take my dog Jake. My
and then
dog.
We round out preseason on August 26th with the Bills at Soldier Field.
Can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yes. Can't come soon enough, guys.
We're playing ball.
Did you guys see recently the picture going around the internet of Darnell Mooney? Should I say Darnell Metcalf?
Is our boy yoked? Let me hit the Google.
He's
like a foot shorter.
Yoked.
Doesn't matter.
He looks good. He looks good from everything that, like, from what he's posting. He's out running routes, and, like, from the last little bit of OTAs, like, you sound like Darnell's going to be ready for camp.
Aren't him and Justin and DJ Moore, like, all hanging out?
Yeah.
That's what I hear.
They went to, I think they practiced at, like, Maine South. It was it was, like, Cole, Justin, Darnell.
You got big. Oh, I'm not signed in, so I don't DJ. Even know if I can fucking look at these tweets.
Yeah, dude put on, like, over 10 pounds of muscle.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you hope. I mean, especially him, like.
They're fucking Maine South. Fuck those.
A lot of lingering like injuries last year and stuff that you just like you hope with a bigger, you know, stronger, more durable frame, you're able to take kind of the wear and tear of the season. So that's a guy that I'm rooting for. Like I hope Darnell earns that second contract with us. We need him too because
we got bets.
We've got bets.
You know what I'm saying?
Got bets. So, but yeah, guys, anything else on the Bears that kind of excites you right now?
No. I mean, other than the idea of them in general.
The idea, yeah. Yes.
Do you have any concerns kind of 3 weeks before training camp here? Anything that's...
We never addressed that pass rush situation, but that begs the question of
waiting
what
for
is...
roster cuts.
That's very fair and very true. I would ask, what is the goal for the year?
I think that's really good.
Anyway, we don't need to get in that right now, yep. But that... As you think of, oh, they should have added veteran pass rush. They should have done this. They should have been more aggressive. What are you trying to accomplish this year? Because does anyone think they're winning the Super Bowl?
No.
Ain't no reason to get pick 32. You know
word,
what I mean?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Word that comes to mind is growth. How about that?
Frisky.
A little bit of growth.
Frisky. Be frisky.
Yeah. Like, get firmed up.
Guys, let's move on from the Chicago Bears. We'll get into the Chicago Blackhawks. Producer Jake, take it away.
The draft is over.
We got him.
Did we go over the draft yet? I forget what happened last week.
What did we have, like 27 picks?
When did the draft happen? Yeah, we had a lot of picks.
It was a ton. A
lot of picks.
Tell us about the draft.
Draft went really well, I think. They first round, obviously, Connor Bedard, followed by, what was his name, Moore.
Some great names.
He was less. So got Connor Bedard, and then at the 19th pick, they got a guy that they didn't think was going to be available. They weren't even prepared for, like... They interviewed him, really liked him.
Most draft stories?
Yeah, oh yeah, totally.
We didn't see this guy being
didn't
here.
Didn't see this guy who was on our board still? No.
But when he was taken, the announcers were like, oh my God. They're like, what a pick for the Blackhawks. First they got Bedard, and now they got the best skater in the draft. So I was, he's just fast. So really excited about that. Took up, drafted a goaltender. Early in the second round on day two.
Is that early for goalies?
Yeah. I mean, there's been goaltenders taken in the top five and stuff. Like, Carey Price was taken really early.
Sure.
But they're like pitchers. They're really hard to know.
Project.
Yeah, to project that, you know, they're going to be good. They're going to develop.
Because hockey's also like baseball in the sense that, like, you'll draft them and won't see them for a couple years, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes and no. It depends because you can get drafted as early as 18, but a lot of times you will go back and play like collegiate. Like, it's weird.
OHL or college.
It's weird. You can, yeah, like in football, you get drafted. You can't go back, right? Yeah,
okay,
you can get drafted in hockey and still be the rights owned by that team and go play another year at your college or your junior team or over in Sweden, wherever you're playing. You can go develop there before actually coming over. You can also not sign. You can also choose to forego, and you can get redrafted or, depending on your age, become a free agent. That happened with the Blackhawks. They drafted Kevin Hayes, I think in a first round, and Kevin Hayes did not sign, ended up signing later as a free agent and was just an awesome player. So that one always hurt.
Do you get draft compensation in those situations?
Yeah, I think you do.
But it won't be Kevin Hayes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how do you know?
It's another gamble. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, I think we've signed a few of them already. Haven't signed Connor yet, but I mean, it'll happen. That's it. I mean, yeah, really.
Easy.
Yeah, really excited. Really excited for what this team's doing. Oh, we also, I think we talked about Taylor Hall and Nick Foligno, and then we also, God damn, this I almost forgot. God damn it. They traded for
your guy,
Corey fucking Perry.
The never nude.
I just don't know. Like, he's one of those guys. He's like an Andrew Shaw. Like, if he's on your team, you fucking love the guy. If he's not, you hate him. But I said a lot of shit.
You've been mean to that man.
Did you scrub your Twitter?
No. No, I did not. You could easily go back and just search Corey Perry on my Twitter and stuff will come up, I'm sure.
I have said awful things.
It's always I don't know. It's just been weird stuff, like Corey Perry wears flip-flops in the shower.
You're so lame.
Corey Perry drinks Michelob Ultra.
Hey, so does Jimmy Butler. Anything else on the Hawks?
No, I'll see if I can find some Corey Perry tweets I let out. I let rip like 7 years ago.
Guys, we move on to the Chicago Cubs. Not a Dale. Take it away.
Yeah, it's not good.
No, come on. It's good.
Well, we lost today. So
we lost again today. So
That almost.
It's been weird the past month because they've gone through stretches where they've played really well, and then they've gone through stretches where they have just been swept. Like, they got swept by the Angels and the Phillies. You almost got swept by the Guardians, but then you swept the Hot Pirates twice, and then you stole a series from Baltimore and San Francisco. So it's interesting. All the runs in the world, once again, like we've been saying the whole time, overs are great. But otherwise, what is it, Jake? Come on.
Jake, you got some heat.
Yeah. It's Corey Perry heat.
My top one was Corey Perry uses checks at the grocery store.
What did he do to you?
Corey Perry sleeps with a nightlight.
You're so content.
But heading into the All-Star break, so they're like 3-8 in their last 11 games. They've got three coming up against the Yankees in New York. Stroman just got lit. Steele fell off the wagon just a little bit, but could be playing
still
in the All-Star game.
Still quality start.
Absolutely, but could be playing in the All-Star game. But yeah, it's the same thing where like there's a couple nice things that are happening, but you need a lot of those things to happen to be a good baseball team.
Both their ERAs are under 3. I'll take that.
Absolutely.
Stroman,
like, those
and
are the,
Steele.
And those two have been good. Nico Horner has played relatively to pretty darn well this whole year, to the point that you feel good about him in a lot of ways.
Say has picked it up lately. Happer had two good nights in Milwaukee there. What, he had two throws to the plate, I think. He gunned out.
So that was
10th
pretty
and the 11th.
Cool. Yeah, because it was two plays at the plate, and they were down, like, it was tied 6-6, and then his gun at the plate was the game-winning out. Or no, he threw it, got a guy at home, guy tried to take second, catcher goes to second to double play the game. But, like, there's nice pieces. That doesn't correlate to wins, unfortunately. They're 8 games below 500, somehow ahead of the Cardinals of all teams in the North, but yeah, once again, there's a couple of nice things, but it's a bad ball club.
One last question on the Cubs and we'll move on. If they're a bad ball club, why are they the only team in the Central with a positive run differential?
And strength of schedule wise, that hasn't been easy for them.
Like we said all along, they're going to score a ton of runs.
Good question.
They are.
They're scoring a ton of runs. But like, even pitching. Like, Stroman's been good. I think you have if I remember this correctly, you have the 8th best WAR among, like, a starting pitching staff in the league.
Well, that's heavily buoyed by the two people.
And defensive WAR for the team is solid, too.
Well, you knew the team was going to be good defensively. Mm-hmm. They've got guys that have won gold gloves out
so
there.
So the bats went cold in those sweeps. Like, if you look at the scores, yeah.
That's why I said, like, and that's a good point.
Streaky.
So, like,
streaky.
Regardless, there's those points where they were doing well, where they hung 11, 10, and 7 against the Pirates. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you get 1-5-1 against the Phillies, and you can't win games with one run. Well, you can, but it's real hard.
It's
real ugly. Fucking
it's
hard.
It's ugly, and it's hard.
No, like I said, it's not correlating to a bunch of wins. Okay. Yeah. Smiley's been pitching relatively well, so I should give him some credit, too. But, yeah.
It just doesn't add up.
Right.
It doesn't add up to me. Like, we're
it means that you're getting you're losing close games.
You're getting beat in the spots that teams can beat you.
Right, like, but then again, that the data doesn't really support that either, because I'm looking at fucking 6-0 shutouts and 5-1 losses. So I don't know. They're such a funky team. It's because they, when they hit the ball, they just fucking put up 10. Because there's also
contagious.
Absolutely, there's like a handful of double digit run games by them in the past month as well. Figure it out, and you'll make a bunch of money.
Anything else on the Cubs?
Not really.
We move on to the Chicago White Sox. Producer Jake, take it away.
We too still stink.
We stink.
We dropped 2 of 3 to the Oakland Athletics. Yep. That's,
dude, one of them was so bad. What was the, was it a wild pitch or?
Oh.
Well, there was also the game Tim Anderson finally hit a home run and it was a grand slam, but it was like ruled foul after a replay. That was tough.
That is tough.
That was ugly.
Speaking of the Athletics quickly, like 25 of those run differential runs are strictly against the Athletics.
Shit.
In 3 games.
Shit.
Yeah, so like keep that in mind.
It's inflated. Yep, 7.5 back. Losing to the Blue Jays current in the moment. We also have, which now that I think about this, I just saw this score. We're down 6-2, and it's in the 11th. So shit went awry there in the 11th inning. yeah, so we're going to lose that game. And then there's another one after it, a little doubleheader to really send you into a depression.
Let's play two.
But we got Luis Robert in the home run derby.
And any other year, you'd be worried that it's going to fuck his swing.
Not this
up.
Year.
Yeah, fuck it.
Not
just send
this
him
year.
Out
this
there.
Gonna be fucking
trot
awesome.
Him out there.
Going nuts.
100 fucking swings, bud.
He's the one seed.
Cut loose.
Also,
awesome.
Quickly double checked. Yeah. The Cubs are at a plus 24 run differential. In 3 games against the Athletics, they have 23 of those 24 run differential.
Well, there it is.
Well, I mean, the Sox didn't
so
do that against
that's
the
why
Athletics. You know, you got
point your
they're down.
At me.
Jake, a lot anything of teams else? Have played the Athletics. That's all I'm saying.
Jake, anything else on the White Sox?
Luis Robert has to go against Adley Rutschman in the first round. That's kind of fucked up. But all in on the Cuban horse. That man is going to hit tanks.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Guys, we move on to the Chicago Bulls. The Bulls make me sad, always and forever. They re-signed Vooch. So Vooch is back on a 3-year deal. Vooch made less than what I thought he was going to make.
It was like 20 a year?
Yeah, he's making 20 a year. It's like a 3-year, $60 million deal. Coby White gets re-signed too. 3-year, $33 million deal. Gabe Vincent got the same exact contract where he went. I don't think he went with the... I forget where he went now, but I mean 3 for 33, that's 11 a year. Like I don't know, would you rather have Gabe Vincent or Coby White? I'll let you sit with that. Just recently,
it's a going like, rate for a ball player.
Today the Bulls waived Marco Simonovic just in time for us to never see him on the court. Very cool. Very, very cool.
Very cool.
Guys,
did you say Torrey Craig got signed?
Yeah, Torrey Craig got signed. That's a big pickup. I like the Javon Carter signing. I think he's gonna slot in and end up like being the guy to replace Lonzo Ball. Not like, I mean, he left a big void, but
Coby White's your starting point guard right
no,
now.
No,
right?
I think Javon Carter will end up being your starting point guard.
Did you mention that they applied for the disabled exemption for Lonzo?
Yeah, and so that
Monday.
One you basically can use the monies that was owed to him just this year in this calendar year. So you would think that opens up the Bulls to like another addition or something like
it's
that.
It's like 50%. They can get a replacement player for like half of what
that's
they owe
yeah.
It's kind of dumb, but you can at least get somebody.
But you can only use
I had
it,
to look it up.
You can only like, use it this year or something like that.
It's
so
really dumb. It's a weird
we'll
thing.
We'll see what happens there. There's a lot of murmurs right now. Like I feel like literally since he signed the Supermax, like Zach is being then his name is being floated around. It was being floated around before the draft. Not even afterwards. See Zach leave with no draft picks, an aging team, a team that doesn't shoot well. Like I like their couple additions here. Like it was cool, but I mean, is that what's gonna move you up 6 or 7 spots in the Eastern Conference? Like, no, it's not. So unless they do something drastic here, which they've showed an inability to do that effectively, I think we're gonna get a lot of the same. But time will tell with the Chicago Bulls. Anything else? Iota Sumu is a restricted free agent right now. They reserve the right to match an offer. That sounds like he's getting interest from a couple other teams because he was a round 2 guy, so he only got a 2-year first year.
So is that what happens for second round picks? They become RFAs after the second season.
You basically, it's anybody. It's if they're your drafted guys, you they're
at the end of their contract. You get
you can try to match them. So it is what it is with the Bulls. We'll see what's going on. Keep an eye out on all the updates and stuff. I have a feeling that that Zach LaVine will be dealt. And I don't think he plays in a Bulls uniform early next year, so we'll see what happens.
So if
there.
Zach LaVine is dealt, I mean, what are you keeping on, holding on to anyone else for?
Oh, I think that's – I mean, I think you have to field a team, and you have a floor that you have to hit when you're spending. And, like, a guy like Vooch, especially now that we know the results of that Magic trade, you couldn't let him walk for nothing. He took less than market, I would assume, like, the how I feel at least. So you have to put people on the roster.
I suppose.
I mean, yeah, if Zach gets traded, I mean, it depends on what you can get back, but you severely have limited what you can get back because you don't have
late first round picks in 2026.
Yeah, you have like 2029 draft picks, like, yeah. Which, by the way, I think the NBA is so stupid for allowing that. I think the NFL's perfect in that they let you trade 2 years in advance. Like,
yeah, but there's only two rounds.
Oh, that's true. But that's, I mean, you're talking draft picks 6 years from now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's like
the same number of picks.
That's the same almost. Number of picks almost.
Mm. But the value the is wildly
that, yeah,
different.
It's just they feel like if it's a
not
20.
Not really, actually.
Yeah.
They're only fielding, you know,
you just, there's no
5,
way to know.
Guys.
It's just hard to keep up, too. I'm an idiot. So.
How's the new 2K, by the way? I didn't pick it up. Okay, good. Yeah.
Nothing else on the Bulls for me. Anything else from you guys?
See red,
guys, all the time. Let's get into Sammy Stats. Question of the week.
I got a good one.
What do you got for us?
I got a good one.
Okay. It's the one you said you've been waiting on?
I've been waiting on this one. I needed all four of you here. okay. All right,
producer stats.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Oh, boy.
The Jesus other three Christ. People in this room.
Sorry.
Oh, man.
I just imagine, to answer your question, I'm a fuck you. You know? Like, you have to say that to someone else at this table.
Yeah, that's how you need to tell people right now.
Yeah.
I don't want to go first.
I just...
Don't look at me. You three fucking looked at me. This is crazy.
Well, you just look like a generous lover.
All right. Here's the deal. I'll go first. Okay.
I'm getting killed.
Based on size alone...
Everyone goes, oh, yeah.
Well, here's the deal. If it's coming down to blows.
Too big to fuck.
What kind of blows if we're getting...
at this point, it doesn't matter, man.
The only person I stand a chance at killing is Sam. So I'm going to marry Marcos and Dale.
Say it. Say it. Look at me in the eyes.
There's only one
Say
choice.
It.
I'm going to fuck you.
What's funny is I'm fucking you too.
Well, that worked out.
Consensual.
What's your other two, Dale?
I think I'm probably going to marry Marcos and kill Sam. Sam knows way too much.
That's fair.
I'm a fuck you too.
I'm going
to... So you want to just go do this or...
I'm going to kill Dale, but not before he gets fucked by Dale.
whoa. I am not getting fucked by Jake. I'm fucking Jake.
He said he was fucking you.
No.
I'm getting married, so I get it all the time. It don't matter.
I get that ass for free. So I die, but not until I...
Yeah. Yeah.
Time stamp it. Yeah. I need you to check it. I need you to clock in, clock out. All right?
Jake just tosses him a thumbs up.
All good. Oh my God. Clear.
I'm gonna. Oh no, I'm marrying Marcos because Jake forgot to pay the water bill that one time.
it was the internet bill.
Either way, man, I can't deal with
that. Yeah, dude, it's crazy.
I can't deal with that.
I don't know why it's not working. That's crazy.
It's wild.
I paid it.
Oh, yeah. I'll make a phone call.
Yeah. It's like, it's crazy. It totally went through.
Yeah, could you guys get us current real quick? Can I pay that bill real quick?
You'll turn it on right away? Okay, cool. Yeah, guys, it's back up. There was just
an outage.
There was a billing error.
Yeah, I talked to their tier 2 team, and yeah, we're good.
Just had to call. And it's fine. Yeah, and so...
Wait, no.
So, Jake.
There it is.
I'm going to fuck you.
All right.
Man. think I'm gonna, kill Sam, and I love you, buddy.
That's okay.
I'm gonna marry Dale.
Getting killed is like okay, yeah, because, knowing that you could be fucked.
I mean, it's
or
just,
married.
Dude, I'm gonna marry Dale because like it's really nice to have like big hands around the house, like be able
to open
get to
jars
high
and
places.
Shit.
Yeah,
open this pickle jar. To,
he's afraid of. Oh, wait a second, though. No, flip.
Oh, he doesn't kill the spiders.
No, that's right. That's right. I can't marry Dale.
I can't do bugs.
I'm gonna fuck Dale. This is a real Jalen Green. You guys seen that video? There's like a video. Yeah, never mind.
Anyway.
Let's not get into this. Yeah, and I'm gonna marry Jake.
It's awesome.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. I'm gonna fuck you in the street. No, don't fuck me anywhere.
Damn, all three of you guys killed me.
No, I killed Dale. No, I fucked it. I did kill you. Everybody married Marco, so.
I mean, my family can throw down.
That's what they had, dude. The food.
Arachetas? Dude, yeah. Come on.
Guess what BD has? Jake ate like 15 of them.
Dude, that is a great question.
That was a great one. I love you, dude. I'm sorry.
It's like, is it that bad? God.
Oh, that man knows. What
nobody
man
wanted to fuck me, man.
Sam's home driving. Sam. Kayla's like, what's up? None of my friends want to fuck me. He has a would you fuck me? I'd fuck me.
Putting on lipstick in the car. Shit, man.
Let's get the mirror.
He just starts yelling at Kayla.
What's wrong, honey? I don't want to talk about it.
Are you sure?
The most sure I've ever been.
But would you fuck me?
God, that's so good. Guys, let's get into some schmegments, all right? You guys want to do some schmegments?
Yeah, I'll do a schmegment.
I want to do some schmegments. Let's do some schmegments, guys. So, who's not that guy? I will start. Who's not that guy?
I think we're going to have the same one.
Victor Wembanyama?
No, never mind.
Victor Wembanyama is not that guy.
His security guard?
Because of his security guard. So one of the like security guards and Victor Wembanyama's staff or like his like security outfit detail in a little bit of trouble in Las Vegas, charges, arrested, battery. He slapped a famous person. If you don't know about this, I could probably give you 100 guesses on who he slapped and you guys would never get this.
How famous? A-list?
Oh. At one point in our lives, peak of the world.
Okay.
It's a household
name.
Can we
do like 20 questions?
Pamela Anderson.
No, but you're tracking.
Famous
you're tracking
in the mid 2000s, or like two thousand to 2010.
Yeah, there was no
famous to everyone, or famous to young men in the 2000s.
No, famous to okay. everybody, okay. And it didn't matter what country or what,
male or female.
Tequila. This person brought people together.
Female.
Athlete.
No.
Actress.
No.
Wait a second.
Oh, yep. Sorry.
Never mind.
Sorry.
No. Yes, actress.
She's on film.
Dabbled.
Okay.
So that means she's probably a singer that has done some film.
Someone argues she was an athlete at one point. You know, if you saw those routines. But
is this J Lo?
Hell no, bro. We.
That's he like that's
that
where.
I think we would have handled it ourselves. If it was J Lo.
The security guard would be dead. I believe in you guys.
This is great podcasting.
Was she?
We're gonna start giving hints.
Pop
here.
Singer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pop singer. Yep.
What? Nick Lachey's girl, the white one, Jessica Simpson.
Negative.
Nope. You're
am I getting
it.
There?
You're right on it.
Hillary Duff.
You no. passed it.
turn around. Rear view.
Britney Spears?
There
yes.
you go.
Dang
there
Britney
you go.
Spears.
Dang it. 10 questions.
Yeah, I took a right at Jessica Simpson.
Slapped the shit out of her.
Really?
Because she tapped on Wemby's shoulder to take a picture with him. She has a residency in Vegas.
Right.
And so, she tapped on Wemby's shoulder to take a picture with him, and one of his security guards just smacked the ever-living shit out of her. So,
damn.
If you are hiring people like that.
Did she go down?
I mean.
If a grown man smacked the shit out of you, you probably went down.
Yeah. Think about how big the security guard has to be to take care of a 7'5" fucking avatar.
Is he 7'8"? So you can like just shield him.
No.
So yeah, not that guy's Victor Wembanyama by default for hiring somebody like that. Dale.
Oh shit! I just forgot mine. Come back. Oh.
But if they're willing to slap Britney Spears, they're willing to do anything.
True, that's a ride or die.
So there's two sides to that. But I ride with Britney.
Oh, mine was going to be those fucking Yahoos shooting off fireworks at 2 a.m.
Oh, that's why you said we have the same ones. No.
Fireworks, I'm all for it on 4th of July. Let's have a cutoff.
You'll catch
at 11.
A stray out here. Just like one day in the middle of November. Pew! And then that was it.
I like watching the videos of like the firework incidents on people's like Ring doorbells or something. Dude. Where like a whole box of them like lights and it's chaos. The sun goes away.
And then people lose their homes.
Yeah. We got insurance. We don't ever use it anyways. True. Yeah. Producer Jake. Who's not
that guy? Dudes that want to fight on the golf course.
Awesome.
What are we doing?
Should I? Next time I'll make sure I hit you.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Just... Did you get hit? No,
I've never
we're
been
good.
In anything close to that situation.
It was weird. And I mean, dude, he's like a 50-some old...
My dad's been hit twice.
See, if I ever got hit, I would for sure say something.
Well, one time it knocked him unconscious.
Okay, so it didn't do anything.
See, like, if I would have showed up and somebody was unconscious, like, my round is over, and I'm immediately, like, feeling bad and trying to do everything I can to help this person.
How soon do you play again?
The next week.
Next day.
When's the next tee time?
That afternoon?
He's like, care. Not shaking up at all.
I'm not shaking up at all. No.
Sorry, he was standing there.
Sam Stats. Who's not that guy?
Not that guy this week is none other than Eric Backus, home plate umpire from the other evening during the Cubs and Brewers game.
Oh, yeah.
Rossi and Napoli ended up getting ejected late in the game after, you know, just an entire shit fest of bad calls. At one point, Mr. Eric forgot what the count was. Tried to ring Dansby up on two strikes. He's like, strike three. Oh, God. And that's when Ross lost it. Came out and said, what the fuck are you doing? We need robots in here. This is terrible. And he sucks. And then defended himself and then kicked them both out. It was bad. So that guy, not that guy. Umpires, too. A lot of umpire content these days.
It's bad, but I honestly love it for the content.
Oh, it's
like,
fun.
Oh, yeah. I love watching these. The best is Boone was getting rung up like every other game there for a little while.
Oh, yeah.
He would just walk out there and just look at him, and he's not trying to hide it. Like, big, clearly, what the fuck are you guys doing?
Yeah, no mouth cover, no scorecard over the mouth.
There's one time he stops, turns around, and goes, pull your head out of your ass. And, like, when you see those...
He's
those
got a sign.
Like, exactly. Like, it's so
did
easy
you,
to see.
Did you
wanna, like,
see that...
Big, like, enlarged mouth.
Did you see that interview Todd Frazier did where he was talking about like the funniest a guy asked him like what's the funniest like coach to umpire interaction?
No.
And he said he was like playing high A ball and this umpire was just being brutal and his coach comes out and just is giving it to him, laying into him, and he gets tossed out of the game and he just keeps going and keeps going. At one point gets down on his knees behind the guy and starts yelling at his ass. He's like, your head is so far up your own ass. I have to talk to you from down here. He's like, it was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Awesome. That's better than the dude that army crawled and like,
oh, he threw the grenade.
Threw the rosin
bag. That's a meltdown.
That's Lou, isn't it?
No, it was Lou-esque. Like it was just like a
oh
Lou
yeah
meltdown.
It wasn't yeah yeah,
no,
yeah
it was
wasn't,
a college
Lou was kicking sand and yeah that's yeah, yeah, he yeah, was. Yeah that's what it was. And we
I
move
love
on
watching
to...
Joe get rung up. Joe was always funny because Joe I always felt like Joe was trying to be funny and insult them.
Oh yeah,
you know, like just sharp humor
when
at
he'd just like kind of bump you with his belly.
And he'd be like, hey, guy, it's really tough what you do, isn't it? Yeah. They should find someone else.
Maybe go back to dentistry.
Does your wife work?
Good.
Good benefits, I'm sure.
Guys, let's move on to who can or cannot dog sit for you. Nose goes.
I'll go. I'm taking the Kiwi fellow that won the NASCAR race in Chicago over the weekend.
Hell of a burnout.
Huh? Yeah.
Oh dude.
God.
He ripped it. And see it.
Never even touched the wall. It was incredible. Holy shit.
Huh? Oh, it was. So I only watched like the last 20 laps or whatever.
Same.
But it was a really good finish of a race. It was really cool actually to see like cars racing through Michigan Avenue and stuff. I thought it was pretty awesome. You know, just watching NASCAR race as like kind of what IndyCar does, just not in a just a loop, right?
Yeah. It, right.
You know,
in a circuit,
turns and whatnot. And so this guy was from New Zealand. He's won like 80 supercar matches or races in New Zealand. 3-time world champion. First ever NASCAR race.
Dub.
Yeah, first guy to do it since like the 60s or something, like long fucking time ago, mm-hmm. since a guy won their first ever race. So yeah, he wins. They asked him if he's gonna do NASCAR full time. He's like, I think I'm gonna do one more year over in, you know, supercar, and then I'll come over full time
to make money,
smack these bitches up,
yeah,
give them the business.
It is literally Talladega Nights, mm-hmm. which is with a Kiwi.
Dude, it was, yeah, that was really cool.
Well, it's also crazy because when he races on the other fucking side of the car, like shifting with the other hand.
Yep.
That's got to be just a little trippy.
Whoa,
yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. Shift with your left hand. That. Shift with your left hand sometime. Reach across and shift. Yeah, it's very awkward.
Use the mouse and
try
your left
wiping
hand.
Your ass with the other hand.
No.
It's crazy.
I had to one time.
I broke my collarbone one time too.
Broke my whole hand. It's not good.
He's no good.
You have a bidet, the Japanese toilets?
No.
My sister has a bidet, and when I house sat for her, I couldn't. I promise you, with all my every fiber of my being, I just couldn't bring myself to do it.
Coward. That's your fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're missing out.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why I'm not marrying you.
Oh, Jake.
That's why I'm fucking you.
There's one in Jake's old bathroom now.
Sam, who can or cannot dog sit for you?
Not dog sitting for me this week is twofer. It
for
is
the people.
Yeah, exactly. It is both Mr. Zuckerberg and Mr. Musk. They need to just kiss already because is just getting out of hand.
Now just kiss.
Like, guys, come on.
You guys wouldn't watch that for real?
I would watch
the fight
match,
in a heartbeat. But it's the fact that didn't happen. Like, they got all teased and someone was like, they tried to talk that up, and then randomly today or yesterday or whatever, Zuckerberg drops his Twitter app, like his version of
Threads.
And then Musk's like, I'm going to sue you. Just fight.
Anymore.
Just fight or kiss. Like, guys, just do it.
Who you got in that fight? Quickly, just say it.
Zuck.
I'm kind of going, Musk kind of looks like a unit, dude.
Zuck.
He's kind of barrel chested.
No. Zuck versus Musk. Zuck versus Musk.
The real losers will be us.
Yeah, for sure. guys,
and the time we wasted.
Yeah.
Not dog sitting for me is John Skipper. He is the president and kind of the biggest wig over at ESPN for the 20 plus cuts to names that we've
been
watching.
Some long time names.
Dude, yeah. I mean, Susie Colbert, Max Kellerman, Jeff Van Gundy. Like, we're going to watch games and he's not going to be commentating anymore.
Max Kellerman had it coming.
Yeah, I mean, even guys like Todd.
He has the boxing contract, though.
Todd McShay. I never would have thought that they
really?
Would. Yeah, I would never have thought that they got rid of Todd McShay. Steve Young, Chelly is gone. Like, they let Chelly go. It's just a bunch of names that, I mean, Susie Colbert had been with ESPN for 27 years.
Inflation's a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
It just means Chelly can work full time for the Blackhawks.
That's crazy. So
at least Bucci's still around.
And he did it
Bucci man.
He did it at the end of a news cycle too. It was shielded by something else so that everyone would miss
it.
Oh, there's stories that there was people literally
sitting. July 4th weekend.
It was,
yeah, they did it on like a Sunday.
It was like leading up to July 4th.
But it hit it behind something.
Oh, and it's just, it was crazy because people had no clue. Like, you're literally waiting by your phone for, or a knock on the door or something to just hey, grab your stuff. Come talk with me. Crazy. So if you're that ruthless, you can't watch my dogs. So that's a wrap.
That's fair.
Is that everybody?
Yep.
Guys, and that's going to be a wrap on episode 79.
It was a good one.
Very, very good episode. We missed you guys. Thanks for dealing with us through the ups and downs. Life is busy. But a couple weeks, we are going to get right back into the swing of Bears. Heavy, heavy Bears coming up. So get excited because we are fucking stoked. See Red. Bear down. Love you guys.
Bears.
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 Bears. Bears.
Jake's killing the bees.
It's bad. It's so bad. They don't win.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no
Richard Seymour.
Get down, girl, gon' head get down.
The boys are back.
Not that guy.
Get down, girl, gon' head get down.
How big are you on sports? Not that guy.
I need to put notes on that.
Right. Oral Roberts,
yep.
Man.
I'm drunk. Drunk. Bears.
It's looking more like Jake might have been right, but do I know anything about that man? Absolutely not going into that, right?
You don't have a choice.
No, that's not what I said.
Okay.
I watched all the tape. Watched all the tape.
To say where you work, but then get the hell out of the chair.
The bestest friends in the whole world.
Go Chaos. Especial.
Not that guy.
Marcos disagrees.
Sean's legally blind.
Let him up, you dumb bitch.
It's Malort.
What if he wants to be here?
What?
Yeah. I rode with him for 3 weeks, dude.
Football guys.
Really fast. I need it in like 15 seconds, though.
Yeah, your face is too narrow.
That guy.
Dude, I love
and
celebrating.
Malort's on the table.
We're doing our best to put out as much as we can put out.